Tips for creating a balanced habitat for reptiles. If you're looking for tips for creating a balanced habitat for reptiles, you're in the right place. Creating a safe and healthy home for your reptiles is crucial. You want them to thrive and be happy. This article will guide you through the essentials, from choosing the right substrates to ensuring proper temperatures, water sources, and enrichment. Let's dive in and make the perfect space for your scaly friends. Essential tips for creating a balanced habitat for reptiles. Understanding suitable substrates for reptiles. When it comes to creating a home for your reptiles, choosing the right substrate is key. The substrate is the material that lines the bottom of your reptile's habitat and can affect their health and happiness. Here are some great options for substrates. 1. Coconut fiber. This natural option holds moisture well, helping to maintain humidity levels, which is great for many reptiles. For insights into humidity management, check out Understanding the Role of Humidity. 2. Reptile carpet. Easy to clean and reusable, reptile carpet is a safe choice that prevents impaction. 3. Sand. While some reptiles love it, be cautious. Sand can cause health issues if ingested. Consider the type of reptile you have, as each species has its own needs. For example, a snake might prefer something different than a lizard. To ensure your habitat is optimal, monitoring and adjusting habitat conditions is essential. Importance of habitat temperature control. Temperature is another vital factor in your reptile's habitat. Getting it right can mean the difference between a thriving pet and a sick one. Reptiles are cold-blooded, relying on their environment to regulate body temperature. Choosing the right temperature range for your reptiles. Here's a simple table to help you understand the ideal temperature ranges for common reptiles. Reptile type: bearded dragon, warm side, 95-110, cool side, 75-85. Reptile type: ball python, warm side, 80-90, cool side, 75-80. Reptile type: leopard gecko, warm side, 88-95, cool side, 70-75. Ensure you have a thermometer in your enclosure to monitor the temperature and adjust as needed. Remember, gradual changes in temperature can help your reptiles adapt better. For more on temperature management, refer to monitoring habitat conditions. Water sources for reptiles. A key element in habitat design. Best practices for providing water in reptile enclosures. Providing clean water is vital for your reptiles. They need it for drinking, soaking, and even humidity. Here are some best practices to keep in mind. 1. Use shallow bowls. Choose bowls that are easy for your reptiles to access. A shallow bowl helps prevent drowning. 2. Regularly change water. Fresh water should be available every day to keep it clean and safe. 3. Monitor humidity. Depending on the species, you might need to adjust humidity levels. Misting can help maintain moisture in the air. How water quality affects reptile health. The quality of water you provide can greatly impact your reptile's health. Poor water conditions can lead to illness. Here's how to keep it top-notch. Water quality factors. Chlorine. Effects on reptiles. Skin irritation. Water quality factors. Hard water. Effects on reptiles. Kidney problems. Water quality factors. Contaminants. Effects on reptiles. Infections. Use a water conditioner if you're using tap water to remove harmful chemicals and make it safer for your pets. Setting up a clean and safe water source. Creating a safe water source is easier than you think. Here are some steps. 1. Choose the right container. Opt for a sturdy bowl that won't tip over. 2. Clean regularly. Wash the bowl with mild soap and rinse it thoroughly. 3. Add a filter. If possible, use a filter to keep the water clean longer. These steps will help you create a safe environment for your reptiles to thrive. Environment enrichment for reptiles. Enhancing their habitat. Ideas for natural habitat design. Creating a natural habitat for your reptiles is essential for their health and happiness. Here are some simple ideas to get you started. 1. Live plants. Adding live plants not only looks great but also provides hiding spots and climbing areas. Ensure they are safe for your reptiles. 2. Natural substrate. Use soil, sand, or coconut fiber instead of plain gravel. This mimics their natural environment and aids in burrowing. 3. Rocks and logs. Incorporate various sizes of rocks and logs for hiding and basking. 4. Water features. A small water dish or shallow pool can help with hydration and provide a cooling spot. Benefits of adding hiding spots and climbing structures. Your reptiles will thrive when they feel safe and active. Here's why hiding spots and climbing structures are important. 1. Stress reduction. Hiding spots help your reptiles feel secure, leading to a happier, healthier pet. 2. Physical exercise. Climbing structures encourage movement, keeping your reptiles fit and active. 3. Natural behavior. Providing places to hide and climb allows reptiles to express their natural instincts, which is key to their overall well-being. Creating a stimulating environment for your reptiles. To create a stimulating environment, think about what your reptiles would encounter in the wild. Here are some tips to consider. Element: hiding spots. Purpose: provides security and reduces stress. Element: climbing areas. Purpose: encourages exercise and natural behaviors. Element: basking zones. Purpose: offers warmth and UV exposure. Element: water sources. Purpose: ensures hydration and facilitates bathing. By incorporating these elements, you're not just decorating a cage, you're crafting a home that meets your reptiles' needs. Final tips for creating a balanced habitat for reptiles. To sum up, the tips for creating a balanced habitat for reptiles include understanding suitable substrates, maintaining proper temperature, ensuring clean water sources, and providing environmental enrichment. By following these guidelines, you will create a thriving habitat that supports the health and happiness of your reptiles.